You know, with so much going on this offseason, in particularly the fate of Kawhi Leonard and his future with the San Antonio Spurs, this begs the question, with Kawhi Leonard's future seemingly in question right now, and many teams are reportedly interested in acquiring and trading his services, is he really that good? Is he really a top five, top three NBA player? We're going to discuss that on this episode of Locked On Spurs, and welcome back. Yep, this is Locked On Spurs, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. I am your host, Jeff Garcia, and later on, we're going to have Joe Garcia of Two Shots Podcast joining in. As I said, with Kawhi Leonard pretty much being his summer, all eyes are going to be on him. And you've heard rumors of the Clippers offering a package for the Spurs. You've heard Knicks. You've heard Lakers. You pick a team, pretty much. It's been out there that there were sources say and rumors are abound about a team looking at Kawhi Leonard. And Kawhi Leonard is a great player. There's no doubt about that. He's an NBA Finals MVP, back-to-back NBA Defensive Player of the Year, a few All-Stars under his belt. But this really begs the question, is he really a top five talent, top three talent, top 10 talent? We're going to discuss that on this episode of Locked On Spurs. Let's bring on Joe. Joe, am I treading lightly here? Am I going into hostile waters with this question?
I think it's a valid question, and I think a lot of Spurs fans are actually thinking about it, even though they might not come out and say it. I know it's on everybody's mind. How can you not escape it? It's on the news and everywhere else just about every other day. So I'm sure everybody is thinking Kawhi, 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 you know, almost 24/7 now.
Yeah, and you know, you look at Kawhi Leonard and his body of work, just in 6-7 seasons already in the NBA? I don't know if you count this one as part of it because he pretty much redshirted it except for 9 games. But you look at Kawhi Leonard and you look at a talent. He is a phenomenal talent. There's no doubt about that. But, Joe, you know, even when he was drafted as a rookie and but the Pacers and traded to the Spurs, and then as he developed tremendously over the season, you know, I've always, and even before this season popped up with his future in San Antonio in question, I've always been of the opinion that I don't know if he has it. It being what it takes to lead a team single-handedly to the promised land, and that being to the NBA championship and getting an NBA title. Tim Duncan had that. Yes, Tim Duncan had David Robinson, Sean Elliott, and Avery Johnson early in his career, but eventually he faded away and he became the man, and he himself led the team to this to a couple of championships before he called it quits. Same thing with Kobe Bryant, LeBron James, et cetera, et cetera. But in this new era, Joe, of these new players that are pretty much becoming the face of the league, your Anthony Davis's, Kevin Durant, you know, Steph Curry, James Harden, the list goes on and on. Do you think, and let's start off with that question, do you think Kawhi has what it takes to lead a team single-handedly and be that force to take this Spurs team under his wings if he stays at San Antonio Spurs to the promised land and get themselves a 6th NBA title in franchise history?
If you're asking me if I think he has it, well, I think he has the talent as far as the leadership skills. I don't think he's ever been a leader, you know, so you have me at an impasse. Now, the question is, do the Spurs think that Kawhi has what it takes to lead them to a 6th championship? You know, that's the question, being that's what we're going to see if they're going to offer him a supermax contract. That means that they do believe that he has it, and whatever that it will be moving forward, they actually think that he'll get them, you know, and possibly take them to the NBA Finals multiple times and, you know, have multiple chances to win a championship moving forward. Now, if you're going to pay a guy, in my opinion, a supermax contract, he would have to have more than just skill. You know, he would have to have some type of leadership qualities about him. And for the most part, we know that Kawhi Leonard's always been passive and quiet. So I think he has the skill, but from the outside looking in and being a Spurs fan all my life, I don't think he has the leadership qualities that we look for in the Spurs of old, you know, in Tim Duncan and a David Robinson and a George Gervin. You know, I don't really see him even being a little general out there on the court in Avery Johnson. So that has a big question mark on it, Jeff, and that's just my honest opinion at this juncture.
Yeah, you look at Kawhi Leonard and what team wouldn't want to have him on their squad. I'm pretty sure a minute Boston would, and then Toronto would right now, especially what he's doing, that what LeBron James is doing to them again in the postseason. But yeah, what I never looked at Kawhi Leonard, and I've said this many a times, even when I was doing Locked On Spurs by myself, I've always questioned if Kawhi Leonard is a franchise type guy. He is a franchise player in the sense that he could put up numbers, but is he a franchise player in the sense he could put up numbers and lead and be vocal and rally the troops and do everything he has to do to get the job done? We've seen him put up the numbers. We've seen him get accolades. We've seen him, show some passion on the court from time to time. But one thing we've heard right before this whole past season began and it went to hell and it went down the toilet, one of the things was he has to work on his leadership, his vocal leadership skills. And we really haven't seen that as of yet. All right, so let's go ahead and dive into the big question then, Joe. Is Kawhi Leonard a top 3, top 5, top 10 talent? Do you think there are other players way ahead of him on any type of top 5, 10 list?
Let's be honest, at this point, looking, at his body of work, and he's already won both, not only a NBA Finals MVP, but you also look and see that he actually won a championship this early in his career. He's won back-to-back Defensive Player of the Year awards or accolades. He has that in his back pocket right now. And he is one of the best defenders and one of the most credible offensive threats here in the NBA. After looking at all this, you have to just say, you know what? He is at least a top 5 player. At the very least, top 6. So, I mean, he's up there with the elite of the NBA, including LeBron James. And LeBron James, I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that LeBron James is going to be probably named the best in the NBA when his career is all said and done. And Kawhi Leonard, he can be, in the Hall of Fame maybe someday in the near future when he retires if he can keep on performing the way he is. So I think he is one of the top talents that we have in the league. But, the question is also, Jeff, is he injury prone? We keep seeing this quad keep on rearing its ugly head from time to time and in years past. So that's another question I got. How durable is Kawhi Leonard?
Yeah, exactly. When I looked at that question, and I was asked this this past week, do you think, Jeff, if Kawhi Leonard is a top 3 or top 5 talent? And I say, as of right now, I'm going to say no. I don't think he is. I think there's several guys ahead of him that any GM or any team would love to have on their team over Kawhi Leonard as of right now. I think Kevin Durant. Say what you will about what happened, how he left OKC, but he's putting up numbers, and he's actually gotten a lot better defensively. I think Giannis Antetokounmpo, I think a lot of teams would love to have him over Kawhi Leonard. Russell Westbrook, James Harden, Anthony Davis, and a few other guys out there that likely could be slightly over Kawhi Leonard. Why I drop him a little off is because of that big thing that you just brought up right now. Is he now injury prone? Can he sustain a full 82 game season? In recent years, he hasn't, Joe. He has not really played a complete season. He's in and out. Now, granted, this is a bigger injury. Yes, I get it. And it's pretty severe for him to sit out most of an entire NBA season. But as of right now, in this juncture of his career, yes, he's won a title. Yes, he's got a slew of awards. But moving forward from this point on, would you bet the house on him and consider him a franchise guy? I say no. Injury, mentality, the people he has around him right now, let's face it, Joe, that's getting pretty much more into the spotlight right now Uncle Dennis, you know, they've been saying, you know, well, why is Kawhi surrounding himself with family and these people that seemingly are bringing him down? You look at all that and you present that to a team right now, and yeah, they'll take him, but, you know, because the talent outweighs the baggage. But you also put in a Giannis, a Kevin Durant, Anthony Davis, a Westbrook, a James Harden, pretty much everybody's LeBron James. They would take them. I think they would easily take them over Kawhi Leonard. Is this crazy for me to say this, Joe?
In some ways, I think that it is. But in some ways, I think that it's not. So I'm kind of torn with your statement. You know, I'm ahead of, is Giannis Antetokounmpo ahead of Kawhi Leonard? I don't really know. I think Giannis is a great, you know, offensive threat as far as his scoring ability. But as far as his defensive presence, he hasn't really won any Defensive Player of the Year accolades at this point in time. And yes, it's early in his career, but I don't know. I mean, is Kawhi Leonard, you know, like you're saying, is you're questioning his durability too and his leadership qualities. You know, that's a tough one. The skills are there, but as far as a, would you bet the house on him and would you trust him to take you back to the promised land year in and year out, like, you know, a LeBron James does for the teams that he's played with as of late, I don't think he can. I think that right now, at this point in time, Kawhi Leonard is a good worker bee. I just don't see him as a true leader, you know, and that's the big question mark that I think a lot of GMs and the Spurs are going to have to contend with, you know, this summer. You know, is this somebody that, you know, he has worth, but how do you put a price tag on that? And really, when you look at the bottom line, how much is he worth at this point? Because I think his image has taken a big hit in the eyes of the public and possibly in the eyes of the, you know, the GMs around the league. That's another question mark. You know, another thing that we have to think about moving forward, has he devalued himself as far as the public image goes? You know, what do you think about that, Jeff?
No, I think he did. I think, you know, how he's handled this situation, and look, I'm not going to say the Spurs are perfect here. They're not. They did have their issues as well, and for this mess to brew, and which will hopefully become to an end in a few months. But, you know, I think his image has taken a hit, but I still think it's still Kawhi Leonard, and any NBA team will have to take him. You know, you also look at this too. You know, there's rising megastars that we're seeing before us right now as this NBA season comes to a close. Joel Embiid, you know, Ben Simmons, those two guys stick out for me that eventually, if Kawhi continues on this path, that could overtake him as far as an NBA team, you know, being presented. Okay, do you want a Joel Embiid, a Ben Simmons, a Kevin Durant, et cetera, et cetera? And or do you want Kawhi Leonard? And part of me thinks that, well, they may look at a Ben Simmons and be like, oh, you know what, he's a promising rookie, you know, his size, his skills, ability, we'll take him because, you know, he has more to offer long-term than maybe Kawhi does because of his health issues. So I think a lot of stuff is kind of getting into a whirlwind right now that could possibly be devaluing him. Now, look, he's still one of the best players in the league. I am not knocking him for that. He is best, in my opinion, the best two-way player in the NBA, which is funny because since when did a two-way player become a thing? I mean, I remember back in the day, Joe, where you had to play defense and offense to make an NBA squad. Now you can be a specialty guy and just be a big defender, and that'll get you into the league. But it's just a question to really think about as, you know, the off season is here, but, you know, the NBA season is winding down, and I'm pretty sure with the draft around the corner, a lot of things are going to be popping up about Kawhi's future moving forward, if the Spurs are going to re-sign him or not. Now, of course, Joe, you know, I got to ask you a question, though. Would you take, how many players would you take ahead of Kawhi Leonard if you're an NBA GM? Or would he be your number one pick? And they presented you all those top-level talents at the table, and they said, pick one.
That's where it gets interesting. If you're going to tell me you can pick a franchise player, someone who I believe has both the skills, you know, as far as being able to score, being able to defend. But the one thing I'd look for in particular is, beyond the skill level set, is I'd be willing to take a person that is below Kawhi Leonard as far as the skills go, if they have a great presence in the locker room and on the court as far as leadership goes. Because I think that will take you, at least give you, or not even take you, but at least give you a shot to get to the mm-hmm. NBA Finals. You know, but the one thing that I have to say that I'd look at as a GM, look from the outside, looking in at top-level talent and looking at Kawhi is, and we see it right now in the NBA playoffs with the series in with Cleveland and Toronto, a closer is almost a necessity. If you don't mm-hmm. have a person who can close games out, you can get close and you can have great regular season records, but you're never going to go very far in the playoffs. And I think that's where Kawhi Leonard shines. He's a great closer, but he's not necessarily a great leader, you know, and that has value as well. Is it worth $219 million? I don't think so. And that's just me giving you my opinion as far as what I think, you know, as should they give him a Supermax contract? I think he has value. I just don't think it's $219 million worth.
Yeah, you throw in how this has been handled, his this past season regarding his playing status and the injury. You toss in, you know, that he has the injury report. It just really take much, people. Those who are listening in and pressing play right now, just Google Kawhi Leonard injury, and your mouth will drop. You'd be yelling. He missed how many games already in his young career? It's almost astonishing. And you can see in past seasons, if you just simply search for it on the internet, that right quad injury has popped up in his third, fourth season. It's always been around there. I think he just came to a head this past season. So you look at that, you look at the money involved. I mean, this is going to be, if the Spurs do it, the richest contract they've given to any player in their franchise history, over a guy like Tim Duncan, David Robinson, Manu Ginobili, who probably much earned that $290 million, you know, throughout his career. Even to Tony Parker. Yeah. They're about to venture to unknown territory in this franchise. And that is, are they going to invest that amount of money into a guy? Now, look, there are ways for the Spurs to get out of it if it doesn't work out. That he's untradeable for at least the first year, and then he can be on the chopping block or the trading block, that is, after that first year of the Supermax deal. But the thing is, what team was going to want a Kawhi Leonard with that type of financial contract behind him? So, you know, in this day and age where teams are looking to pinch pennies, that's something to think about. It's an interesting question. It's just a question, people. Don't come hating me. I'm saying Kawhi is not franchise. Or I don't.
We're
going to
get hate mail, Jeff.
What's that, Jeff?
We're going to get hate mail.
I know. But at the end of the day, it's just a simple question. Is he a top five talent? I don't think he is. Joe, do you think he's a top five talent?
I think he is. It's just thing that I say that he is, it's because of the way that he can close games. And that there is something that you have to have now in today's NBA. If you do not have a closer on your team, you are not going to get very far in the NBA playoffs. And this has affected not only what we're seeing right now in the NBA playoffs in 2018, this has affected the Spurs for the past two seasons in the playoffs. When they met the Golden State Warriors, without Kawhi, they didn't have a closer. And in playoffs this season, the Spurs went and they made a valiant effort again against the Warriors, but they didn't have a closer. They get leads, you know, they get these big leads sometimes on teams, or they get a lead on a team, but they can't sustain it because they don't have a definitive closer. That has been the difference in a lot of team seasons. And we've even seen this with the Spurs this season without Kawhi. Without the true closer on the court, the Spurs have struggled, you know, and I feel that the Spurs are at a juncture right now, Jeff. I really do. Do you throw that much money at one player and hope for the best? Or do you go ahead and start, you know, planning for the future and start looking to see maybe we can go ahead and bring along some young talent that we see that shows a lot of promise and can take us even further into the future? Because I think right now, if the Spurs throw a Supermax contract deal at Kawhi Leonard, they might be playing with fire, because we know what happens with some teams who want it now. They rent players basically for a season or two. And I think right now the Spurs are at that tipping point, Jeff. They can either go one way or the other. And right now, the future is at stake for the franchise. If the team keeps losing the way they do, you know what's going to happen eventually? People are going to stop buying tickets. They're going to stop going to see games. And what will happen once this team is no longer profitable for the city, they're going to want to take this team and move it somewhere else. One of the names that keeps popping up is Seattle. You know, Seattle is dying for the reemergence or resurgence of an NBA franchise. If San Antonio can't get it together and look to the future and actually start making deeper runs into the playoffs, we've already seen it start happening, Jeff, where the fans have started turning their back on the team. Now, I mean, I'm glad I don't get paid those big bucks, because you have this tough decision to make for the future.
It's a definitely interesting time for the Spurs. They could be at a crossroads, and we will definitely see how this plays out. And look, am I saying that Kawhi Leonard is not a top 10 talent? No, I'm not saying that. But is he a top 5 talent? That's where I have a little issue. You know, look at the players out there, you know, Steph Curry, and like I mentioned, the Greek Freak, and AD, and, you know,
about Russell Westbrook.
Westbrook, yeah, and James Harden, and LeBron James. You know, I think there's guys out there. I mean, look at LeBron James, what he's doing. You know, the guy's a freak.
Yeah.
And even at this age, he's quote-unquote old when he's still a baby, 33 years old. you know, he's still putting up numbers and still closing out teams like he did versus Toronto in Game 3 of their series. So it's an interesting question, and I think it needs to be really pondered on as that time comes around when the Spurs possibly offer him $219 million or less. And that's pretty much how all of this is going to be settled. If the Spurs offer the Supermax and Kawhi inks it, great. If they offer him the Supermax and he doesn't ink it, then we know what's going on. And then the vice versa, too. If the Spurs don't offer him 219 and something close to short of that, then that'll tell you what they think as well about Kawhi Leonard. So it's all going to come down soon, and we're going to find out exactly where this team stands and where Kawhi stands. But hang on tight. It's just the beginning of a very bumpy offseason. All right, so that's what we have to say about Kawhi Leonard and whether he's not a top five talent. But let us know what you think. You can get a hold of me on Twitter at Jeff G Spurs Zone, and Joe's going to tell you about Two Shots.
Yeah, you can get a hold of us at Two Shots Podcast, and it's spelled out TWOSHOTS Podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And you can also check us out on the World Wide Web at TwoShotsSA.com.
All right, so for Joe Garcia, I am Jeff Garcia. We're going to put a lock on this episode of Locked On Spurs.